Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. We're live. We're live on the air today. Oh, Miss Cynthia, it's a gorgeous day, and I'm going to a concert tonight.
I know. You're polishing your dancing shoes, and I, and we've got your man crush hanging on. We're going to bring him on in a second, and
yes.
I'm a little bit jealous. You're going back to your old stomping grounds.
I know, my old home. I can't believe that they're actually performing in a place where I just left, where I lived for the last 20 years. I know the area so well. I mean, Paul just said, he says, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. The place is wonderful. But the house that I lived in was just way too big for me now. And, I didn't need that. It's great when you have kids and you're growing, and I wish I had Paul there to help me with my landscape, but,
with his landscape,
now I don't have to worry about
with
that.
With his skills. Well,
yeah.
Because he does have this little side job that he does,
yeah,
where he does the greenery for movies and TV. So let's just bring him on. We just have Paul Cowsill today because
yeah,
Susan Cowsill's Hunk of Burnin' Love flew in, so she's having a little lie-in.
Hunk of Burnin' Love.
That's right. And so it's great. I can't wait. I'm gonna go early to have dinner, have a little something to eat at my friend's diner. That's where I'm going first, right in Pomona. If you went a little further, there's a lot of eating places there: fish, Italian, Chinese, it's Indian. They have it all right there.
Yes.
And Burgess Meredith. That was his home for many years.
Wild.
Yeah, it is.
That's
so
wild.
Yeah. If you wanted to come out, just let me know. Just text me and I come pick you up. So that's what's happening. But I can't wait to see you.
Yeah. Hey, May, do you know that it's a 6 o'clock show?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
I did.
How come it's so early? How come
I have no idea. And it's kind of strange. I know. I thought the same thing.
And we're playing at the minor league baseball field.
Yes.
Yes.
Here's a funny part. It's at Pomona. They've named it so many times. It's called now the Palisade something or other. But
yes,
that ball field, they put it to a vote to the people in Pomona, and they said, we want, the town supervisor said, we want to build this thing, put it to a vote, let's see who won. Overwhelmingly, and this was in the newspaper, the words were, overwhelmingly everyone said no, but it was built anyway. And guess who ends up paying for it, We
the
all
citizens do, sure. And this is a minor league team that you have here in Pomona.
Yes, the Boulders, Robin Boulders, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool,
so,
cool.
So that's why I said, and last year, the Beach Boys played, which, of course, your brother was at this stadium already.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's crazy.
But
beautiful.
Yes, but what? You had the better weather. We sat in the pouring rain.
Oh, really? Yo, it is nice out today.
Yeah,
it's nice
you have
out.
A gorgeous
yeah.
day. Pouring
yeah.
last year. Everybody's
oh, wow.
standing there. It's like, what happened here? The clouds, the sky opened up. It was kind of sunny, but
oh, wow.
So Spencer's here, I would assume.
Spencer's rocking. You betcha. He's been there every single night, rocking and rolling. He's
Does
doing
he know
well.
I'm coming? Does he know I'm coming?
I have not seen him today, but I will see him soon, being the 6 o'clock show, and I will let him know. What we did yesterday was funny, May and Cynthia, is that we went to, we were at Nansbury Park, we played there, and then that very next morning, Susan, Bob, and me, and some of the Happy Together guys went out to Ronkonkoma to do a softball charity for breast cancer yesterday.
Oh, my
God.
Wow. Ronkonkoma.
Yeah, it was
all
awesome.
All the way out in Long Island.
We went from Asbury Park to Long Island, and then from Long Island, we did the show, did the game, and then we came out here to Pomona at the end of the game yesterday.
Wow, that's a long-haul-ass trip. That's all I'm
It was a long haul, I must honestly say, yeah. But, you know, we've done this before, and we just love going out there with everybody, and it's like a celebrity softball game. You know, it was funny because Tom Sizemore was supposed to be there, but we didn't see him. But yeah, I was sad that I didn't get to meet that guy because I love his acting. But yeah, but they raised a lot of money, and it's always a good thing to do that. And we're all a little sore this morning, I'll tell you. Because you know we played our hearts out because we're still little kids, and but then after the game we realized we weren't little kids; we're very old.
Aww. Now,
yeah.
I don't know about that because I've seen you. I mean,
I know.
I've seen you jumping up and down. Oh no, I don't know.
Yep.
It's
I know.
Me.
It was 9 innings of that jumping around though instead of my set.
I'm excited because. Seeing everyone and in such good weather, and your tour must be really good. Where are you going to go after this?
After Pomona, I think we go to Inglewood.
Oh, Inglewood. Okay.
Yeah, New Jersey. I don't have
Which
that
is not far. That's only another 25 minutes really on the Palisades going down. I know where you're going.
Wow.
So
okay.
It's very close. It's right over the George Washington Bridge.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, that won't be too bad from after tonight. Yeah.
No. It's very close. It's
cool.
Like 25
so
minutes.
You're having your
25-minute ride.
Your northeastern invasion. It's like, hey, you know, I have to ask you, Paul, are you guys being, because your brother is with you too, are you guys being inspired on the road to create some new music?
Well, you know, yeah, because Susan, Bob, and me, you know, when we came out here earlier, we were talking about, you know, I've got a bunch of lyrics. Bob's got some melodies that, you know, haven't been put to lyrics yet. And we're trying to get ready to go into the studio. You know, we don't find ourselves with a lot of time out here, even though you think you might have tons of time. You're just traveling and you're sleeping and you're doing these shows night after night. I mean, we had a day off yesterday, and I think that's our last day off until September 4th.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, we're doing a million shows, you know.
Yeah, that takes it out of you. It does take it out.
It does.
And that's why, you know, people think that, oh, you're sitting on a bus. It's not sitting on a bus. You're trying to catch up. Your body needs to because you're up, down, because I know that feeling. I do know.
Yeah, and you're traveling, even though it feels like you're sleeping. You're sleeping on a bus, so it's not like sleeping in your bed at home, that's for sure.
I know.
You know.
I've done those.
But,
I've done some of those jaunts when I did some of my exhibition or my book or a book tour. I'm like,
I kept
saying, what city am I in? Where am I? I know.
That keeps happening and happening. But we are writing new music. We'll be doing that out here. We got together a week ago and we threw a bunch of lyrics around and everybody's got some great stuff happening. And, yeah, we're just going to put that together and try to get that recorded this winter. Hopefully we're getting real busy, you know, that we're getting a lot of shows just from all the people we're seeing in the Happy Together tour. They want the Cowsills of the band. You know, December 3rd, we're going to be back at the Cutting Room.
Yes, and I can't wait because I'll be out there promoting that one real quick.
It'll be great, and we'll do Christmas songs as well in that show.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I gotta come up for that. I do. I'm not at all surprised, Paul, that you guys are garnering so much attention. You certainly give the show 200%, but you sound so good and
Absolutely.
The music is good. So what's not to love? This is great
right.
for you guys. I hope it keeps you busy for the next whatever. You know.
Yeah, me and you both, boy, I'll tell you. But it has been happening that way. We've got a lot of shows right after the Happy Together tour. We're going to be playing in Springfield, Mass. For 3 days at some Big E. I think it's a big festival
they
have there.
The Big E is big, yeah.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah, and then we're going to Wisconsin. We're doing something in Chicago. So it's all working out just fantastic. Thank
well, you
God
know
for
what?
The Happy Together tour.
Exactly, and maybe that waiting all this time, really now it's paying off. For all the time you thought, how come we were not asked to be on this tour, and now it's,
yeah.
your time has come, and
our
it's
time
a
has
lot.
Come. Yep, and it's we feel that, you guys, we agree with you on that. Our time has come, and we're just trying to take full advantage of all of that, you know.
I promote maybe? You at all the time.
Oh,
I'm saying
I know,
because
man.
I
You're
just
our best fan, kiddo.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm just floored because the fact of your singing abilities are still
mm-hmm.
intact, if not better. And you know, because I've heard a lot of other bands, you go, okay, I don't know if this is really that great,
yeah.
you know. And you're like,
yeah.
it's on the better. But when I hear you guys, it's like I'm just floored. And that's why when I hear something that's good, I want to keep promoting it because people don't understand. And I keep saying that. I said, you haven't heard them yet. And I carry
yeah.
the video with me so that you
oh,
they can
God.
Hear it.
Wild.
She's your,
yeah,
she's your street
great.
Team, Paul.
I know it, Cynthia. I know it, man. I love her. It's funny, too, because we are very grateful that we're still singing as well as we are. I mean, we're very, very grateful for that. Don't know why it's happening, but we're glad it is happening, and we're feeling it the same way. You know, we're coming off stage going, wow, we really sang well right there. You know, so it's really a fun thing to do, especially if you're doing something good and something you love. Boy, there's no better life than doing that.
Absolutely,
nope.
and I. You know, I applaud you guys. I think you're the best because, like I said, I've heard many, and the people that I love that I know that can still, that really go out there, and people don't know that they're still out. I'm just out there telling. It's like my friend Lou Christie. He's
yeah.
going to be performing. I'm going to see him. You know, I'm going to go see Lou in September, and it's great. I mean, and it's
he does
all.
He does a great show.
Oh, yeah. He's
oh,
great.
Boy,
and you guys.
He's still bringing it.
And yeah, and all you guys are still singing it, and still, and the vocals are still there. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And
so
all the people
I'm
are still
happy.
Coming out.
Yeah.
All the people. I mean, these crowds have been enormous, and it's been just fantastic. And everybody that I talk to, they all are just happy that we're still coming. And then I say to them, God, I'm happy that you guys are still coming because if the people don't come, there'll be no reason for us to show up.
I know. You know, last night I had dinner with. Lori Money, she's, you know, Eddie Money's wife, and
yeah.
Lori, and we were talking about, because he's been on some of these tours where it's all the 80s, and, you
oh,
know, it's been so out there. I said, well, now we've got the 80s, we've got the 60s, wait a minute, I need the 70s somewhere. Where's the 70s, you know?
They skipped the 70s, yeah.
Yeah, and the
That's
70s
crazy.
was the biggest influence. You know, there was more rockers that came out in the 70s.
Oh, absolutely.
And
now
they got to find them. I don't know where they are.
Well, you know,
them.
It's funny because Chuck is Chuck Negron, who's out here with us, you know, he
yeah.
does kind of spread into the 70s.
Yeah.
One,
oh,
his
yeah.
first big number one hit was in 69. And then they kept going right on into the 70s. So, yeah, it's nice
what
to
about,
have a little
but
bit
what about
of
you guys? Don't you go into that, too? I'm trying to think of the timing.
Yeah, we end up in 70, 71.
Right. But so you're going to be part of that as well. So the 70s
sure.
is going to be your guy. So I'm just looking at who else would be. I'm going to go make some inquiries here. You know me, I'm already
oh.
stirring up. I'm already
yeah, your
stirring
head's already, up. Already thinking too much.
Yeah.
Okay, so
well,
now,
Paul,
if somebody wants to see where you guys are going next, you have a website, can they just type in Happy Together Tour on
yeah.
in the search engine and find, yeah.
Uh-huh, they would go Happy Together Tour 2016, and they'll get the whole lineup. You can go to cowsill.com, and we have the whole lineup there, and then that would be your two spots to go to. Ticketmasters is a good place to see where shows are at, but they don't handle all of the shows.
No, I think the best thing is to go to your site, your
yeah.
best site,
mm-hmm.
because this way they get a chance to see what cities that they can
right.
really go to and where
right.
you're going to be performing, and I think it's great. So, but you know what? I'll be seeing you guys later.
Oh, yeah,
and,
Hey, May, can I ask you, call me when you get here, if you could.
Yeah.
Give me a ring, and I want to make sure everything goes well, and then I'll see you. I want to see you before the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get there early and
okay.
see you a few minutes before, and then you know, see you and see Spence
yeah.
and see, you know, Mark
Absolutely.
And everybody, too. So it'll
yes.
be great.
Sounds great.
yes.
Sounds great.
Well,
listen.
Listen, Paul, we'll let you go back to, hey, listen, tell Susan we totally respect the do not disturb thing on her doorknob. And
okay. I'll tell her that.
Have a
They're
great
kick
show.
Out of that. She goes, you didn't say that, did you? I go, I didn't. Cynthia did.
yeah, blame it on me. I don't care.
All
Paul,
right,
it's great to have you back. Break your legs.
Okay, guys.
Show.
Okay,
all right,
take care.
We'll speak to everybody
Bye-bye.
Next week, but May, I'll see you today.
I'll see you today. See you later.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody's got to stay cool. It's going to be hot out there.
Oh
my
gosh,
God.
you're going to have a big time tonight. All right, now tell me, is this like an amphitheater? Is that how it is? Or
no, it's a little league stadium. It's a minor league stadium. Like you have
okay,
one in Nashville.
So they'll put them on a So they'll put them like on a stage out where the
Yes.
ball field is?
They'll be on the ground and they'll be, you know, whatever. And you know, so it's a good thing. You know, and like I said, it was kind of funny when overwhelmingly everybody in the area said no. I mean, if you have a house, if you live near the stadium, I mean, you could hear all of this going on. So whatever activity.
Well, maybe that's why the show's early, May. Maybe there's a sound ordinance, you think?
No,
maybe they have to be done, yeah,
except
by a certain
that
time.
Night, but you know, if you go to work the next day, I mean, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have any, and if they have any fireworks, you might as well hang it up too.
mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think you're going to have such a big time because you know everybody. So it'll be like you're having a visit to the music camp. I just think it sounds like they are having a blast, and I am jealous.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, it's kind of funny that, you know, of all the things, the cow sills that I carry their video. It's only because I let them see. I said, you want to hear some great music? This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
mm-hmm.
you know.
No, it is the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah.
And and you see it in the audience, too, because it wasn't, when we went here, when Nancy and I went here to see them in Nashville, it wasn't just all oldsters in the audience. There were it was across the board, the age range, you know,
yes.
and new listeners. So it was great to see that. And every single one of the performers gave 200%. They didn't just phone it in. They got out there because they looked like they were having fun.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
That's,
so that's why
yep.
that's why it was important. And you know what? That's why it made me laugh. I said, oh, no, I don't think I could do I am telling you that Paul can get that when he's out there. You know, he's like a Mexican jumping bean. You know,
he is.
And
he's
great.
He taught the Energizer Rabbit everything he knows. He's just
oh, I know.
He's
exactly
also a great guy. You know what? Their whole family from the three that I you know
yes.
met are just
Bob
wonderful
and
grateful
yeah.
and. It's so refreshing. But on top of all of that, they're so talented. So, you know, that right there is gift enough alone, you know. And I'm so glad it's good weather. I'm glad it's good weather.
Oh,
but,
I mean,
know,
last year when
so
his brother when his brother played last year with the Beach Boys, and it was Peter Noone opened up, I have to tell you, the skies opened up. And anybody who was sitting out in the ball field, you know, was sitting in mud.
See, I don't care who it is. Cynthia doesn't.
I was not sitting in mud. I was sitting in the stands. I was still getting wet, but I didn't care, you know. But the ones down in mud. That's all I can say. That was the one reason why wouldn't go even to Woodstock. I saw rain. I said, I'm not going. Yeah, back in the day.
Well, you know, don't you think it's great that they're getting, it doesn't shock me at all, that they're getting other gigs from, because like the Big E in Springfield is huge. I'm talking
Absolutely.
Huge. You know, they were talking about doing a lot of these summer county fairs and big fairs. The Big E is the king of the fairs. And
I see.
I gotta go to one of those.
I've never been.
Oh my God!
You have to. I've never been.
I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands of people go to that. So that's. I'm so happy they're getting other gigs. You know,
I am too. And you know what? They started with us, and we've. You know,
yep.
and it's great.
Yep.
And I am so thrilled. 2 years ago, they were just starting out, and they didn't even have. When we first got them, you know, when Paul was on our show, you know that they weren't even on the Happy Together tour yet.
Yep, they were the Cowsills coming back out and doing their thing, and so we kind of feel like where they're nurturing. What are we? Where they're nurturing aunties? That's it. We're their aunties.
That's it. I am telling you. So it is now official, me and Frida Kelly, you know, the one who, if everybody remembers, she ran the Beatles fan club, and she and I will be appearing at the Chiller Theater.
Chiller.
Wow,
Frida. We love Frida. We had Frida on the show, and of course, for those of you who live under a rock and don't know who Frida is, she was really the original person in charge of all the Beatles fan club, you know.
Well,
she started out at Apple, right?
A Brian Epstein's secretary, and then she
right.
took over from the girl who was before her, but she did the most work, and so she took over, and it just became, you know, that's what her story. It's all about Frida, you know. And
she
so,
was the den mother for the lads. She was their den mother, and
so she's known them. Yeah. So it's funny, and I knew her differently from. You know, from her best friend was the girl who was the telephonist or telephone operator, how they would say it, you know, in Britain. And she ended up coming to Apple from Liverpool, working for Brian Epstein, coming down to London, working in the London, you know, Apple office. And so Laurie and I were best friends, and Laurie was best friends with Frida, so that's how we knew one another from the early 70s. But it's very funny because, you know, John, when Yoko had her Syracuse Everson Museum showing and we were going over the guest list, I turned around and I said to John, I said, is it possible to invite Laurie, you know? And she goes, Laurie from our Laurie, we always say our Laurie. You know, everybody's our. And I said yes, Laurie from. She was, oh my God, we got to invite her. She's one of us. What do you? She's got to come with us. He turned around. He said to Yoko, she's got to be invited. That's it. You know. So it was great. So and Laurie stayed with me for 3 months. She didn't exchange. And she came to New York to work for 3 months. It was fun. I had, you know, and sadly she passed away a few years back, but we were very good friends. Every time I go to London, I would do catch up with her, and we'd sit down and we'd talk, and she loves Chinese and, you know, and whatever else. And we would have
And of course
meal.
Back then when you were kids, none
yes.
of you ever anticipated any of this, the size of this band, then when they split up, the size of their consequential bands and their lives, and then, of course, your boyfriend. And, you know, I mean, it just, did you ever think then this is how this is all going to play out?
Never. I mean, can you imagine me telling somebody, this is the first guy I ever lived with? Who is it? So it's kind of daunting, and that's why it's dating has become very, very daunting for a lot of people, you know,
mm-hmm.
because of
wow.
my past. But they keep forgetting that, you know, John was just an ordinary guy in one sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he took care of, you know, then you're not secure enough to, you know, he was insecure himself, but he knew what he
really?
Wanted.
Really?
Yeah. Oh no, John.
Like okay. Can you like? Was there something that he was really like afraid of? Like Liza Minnelli.
He didn't think he sounded.
Was afraid
he didn't
of balloons.
Think that he didn't think his voice was good enough.
Really?
Oh yeah. So that's why when we were in the studio, he would always say, can you just sort of mess it up? Because I don't, he didn't find his voice strong. And one of the things that I love about him was his voice. You know, I'm lucky enough, guys out there, he used to sing to me privately and take the guitar and just sing to me. But, you know, he was very insecure about his vocals.
Wow.
That's why it's always double
tracking. Well, you know what, though, May, from what you've shared, that kind of doesn't surprise me, because there was a lot of humbleness about him and his appreciation of other musicians and you know, just the respect he showed for other people's music. So that kind of doesn't shock me, you know.
Yeah. But that's what it is, you know. And
he sang in the shower for you.
Yeah. Yes, he did. He sang in the shower.
Oh,
and then,
my,
you know,
gosh.
But it was great. I'm telling you. It was
shower. Oh, it's just John. He's in the shower. I think that's hilarious. I just, you know.
You know, he would pick up
his
guitar.
Think
and just
strum. Will you sit on the bed and, like, play? Ask you, what do you think of this? Did he ask your opinion?
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he always calling. If he wanted something, he really wanted my opinion on something, he would actually call me in, sit me down, and say, okay, I'm going to play this for you. Tell me what you think. We always did that.
Wow.
Yeah. We trade musical information, and he was always amazed because I was such a nerd about it, because I thought, you know, like I said, music really saved my soul. It saved me, and I always wanted to know all the different who wrote the songs. I wanted to know info, so it was always that.
Mm-hmm.
We trade info, and he loved it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So
that was your Hey, what do you think of Michael Phelps? Wow.
Oh,
what
my
a
God.
Way to go
All
out.
I've been doing 24/7 I am watching the Olympics. What about Simone Biles? I mean, please. I mean,
oh,
all that
whole
team.
Oh my
Ali
gosh.
Ali Raisman, all that. Everyone. I'm upset
so
that I'm not
going
to be here. I'm trying to I'm upset that I need to record some of this stuff, cuz I really want to see it, or they'll have
so
it on.
So fantastic.
I'll
hey,
go on demand.
Kudos
go
to the Dutch equestrian who bowed out because her horse got bitten by a poisonous insect, and she was like, no, my horse is more important. She knew he didn't feel right.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't see that. Oh, my
arena.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She knew he didn't feel right when she got into the arena, and she, you know, they bow out, you know, if they want to leave the arena, and she bowed out. She said, no, I'm sorry. My horse, he's the athlete too. And she said, the horse is more important. Yeah. I mean,
well, no,
can
how
you
about
imagine?
The one in France? How about the one from France? The horse, she got thrown off.
I mean, it's across the board. This Olympics has been. I think everybody going in was kind of like, this isn't.
Wait a minute.
Good.
Wait a minute. How about Ryan Lochte? Wait a minute. How about Ryan Lochte being robbed?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's been like.
And they're trying to say it didn't happen. And he's like, hello, I was there. So. But
yeah,
I mean, I think this Olympics has been exciting. And what's the.
Yeah,
little,
except for the swim.
The,
wait a minute. Except for the diving pool when they had to empty out the pool and re-put the water in all night. Yeah, well. They put in peroxide, hydrogen peroxide, instead of the chemicals.
And it did turn green, yeah.
Yeah, but that was because of the algae forming. Oh, yeah, okay, next. Anyway, we're coming down, everyone.
Man.
I will be talking about this show that I'm seeing tonight next
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm. Try to contain yourself. I can hear the excitement in your voice.
I know. It's great. So I'm excited.
Well, you're
going to
have a great time. Good for
you.
So you're going to Happy Together Tour. So you shall be reporting back with our roving reporters, Paul and Susan Castle.
Yes.
So we're excited about that. Well, listen, you go and you have a wonderful time.
Thank you. And everyone, I want you to, since we're coming down in time, everyone have a great day. And I will talk to you next week.
Yeah,
there
that was Miss May Pang. And I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.